Before, and we do have a quorum, so I will call to order this public meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission of the City of Woodway. Thank you all for being here tonight. And now we will open the floor for public comments. The Parks and Recreation Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. So if you are a member of the public and you would like to address this commission, please step up to the podium, state your name and state your address, and then begin your comments for 3 minutes or less.
Okay. Are y'all keeping time, or am I supposed to keep
time? I'm running a timer up here.
It's perfect. Okay.
Thanks.
Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hi, my name is Ashley Shoup. First, wanted to say thank you so much for your service and all you do for Woodway. I think y'all are doing great. My husband and I, along with my 3 children, have lived here in Woodway for almost 5 years. My oldest son attends Woodway Elementary, where I have been involved in the PTA board for the last 2 years. Since being on that board, I have become heavily involved in helping raise funds to revitalize and beautify the Paw. The Paw is the land at the corner of Estates and Midway Drive. It was once the home of the original Woodway Elementary School when it was torn down in the early 2000s. This piece of property holds a unique history and has become near and dear to my heart. After learning about the community effort it took to get that park built in the first place, it has become my mission to see it come back to its former glory. The PAW, which stands for Path Across Woodway, is used by many community members who enjoy outdoor recreation before and after school hours, weekends, and summers. There are play dates, runners, walkers, sports practices, church events, and many other activities that take place on this property. Over time, this property has not received the attention and upkeep it needs. It's become unsafe for students and parkgoers, and frankly, being on a major roadway through town, it's an eyesore. PTA has worked hard to raise money through local fundraisers to help with beautifying the Paw, but the maintenance has become too much for us to handle. The lighting and electricity is old and outdated. The water fountains are rusted and in need of repair. The sidewalk is unlevel, and the benches have seen better days. All of these things I have just mentioned get used by the community year-round, and updating them would benefit every age in the community nearby, which is why I'm asking that the City of Woodway would consider partnering with Midway ISD and Woodway PTA in helping fund and update the basic necessities needed for park safety and outdoor recreation at the Paw. I know I speak for many people who would love to see this piece of property cared for, like the rest of Woodway. I'd be happy to provide more information, walk the property with you at any time, and I look forward to hopefully joining forces and partnering with you to update and bring this community park back to life. Thank you for your consideration.
All right, thank you. So, I have put in a bunch of miles walking the Paw.
Which one is that?
It's up on Estates.
There's like a chain link fence.
Woodway Elementary School.
It's just the corner of Woodway's.
Oh, okay.
He's like right by the school where I assumed it was part of it.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Carl. I live at 9009 Buckingham Court, right back here, backs up a little bit to the Arboretum. I don't have as eloquently of a speech prepared, but I have currently 3 students at Woodway Elementary, 3 kiddos, and I have 6 kiddos total. And we have been working towards beautifying, making the Paw usable by not just our students, but by community members since 2019. Especially post-COVID, we've seen an uptick of use. If you drive down during any time of sports season, be that soccer, football, t-ball season, the Paw is used in the evenings by Woodway citizens, but unfortunately we cannot, as PTA, pay for the upgrade needed towards the electricity, the lighting, because our students don't use that in the evenings. We might have an event once or twice a year on the Paw, but we don't regularly use it to where we would need lighting. But I do know that citizens walk regularly around the PAW. We don't have functioning water fountains, so in the summer when citizens are using it, they have no access to filling a water bottle where our students can go into the school if needed at some point. So I'm just asking that if we could help partner. I think Dr. Allen, the Midway superintendent, has written a letter of endorsement, I think, to say we would love to partner with you guys if there was a way we could get some of these basic park issues addressed. That'd be really wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, this is my first time to do this. This is fun. I'm actually Nicole Greiger, the principal of Woodway Elementary, but I'm going to speak on behalf of Ben Larson. He is a parent and has written a letter that I would like to read to you because he couldn't be here today. Over the last 5 years that my family has lived in Woodway, we've loved the PAW and loved its history and its central location in our community. It's one of the first landmarks of Woodway that we notice when getting off Highway 84. When we come home from road trips, our kids all yell, "There's the PAW!" We live close enough to walk, our kids love riding their bikes there, and we feel like it's one of the best and most significant spots for our community to gather. We've also been sad that in its various states of disrepair, and yet we and countless other community members that we see use it for recreation and family time on a daily basis. Please forgive me for not being present. I wish that I could, but I am sick and resting on doctor's orders. I'd like to sincerely share my voice, along with the voice of my wife and our 5 kids, who, as happy and dedicated Woodway residents, would feel so grateful to have the PAW rehabilitated and turned into an even better space for kids and families and community members to gather. The PAW is deep in our hearts. It's deep in the hearts of our community, and we hope that you'll find it in your hearts to partner for its restoration. Ben Larson and his family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, you all. I'm Rachel Zamzo. I live at 9904 Oak Ridge Circle, right across the street from Polk Park. And on behalf of my family, Corey Zamzo, he's a veterinarian at South Bosque Vet Clinic, and my 2 kids, Joel and Eli. Eli's a first grader at Woodway Elementary, and Joel's a pre-K student at Woodway Christian School. Just want to thank you guys for the way that you've been pouring into the parks here in Woodway. We've noticed as residents, and it's been extremely apparent how much you care for the parks and the Arboretum, especially. I was there with my kids on Tuesday. I was at Polk Park with my kids yesterday. We're using it, and I think all of us here as PTA board members and our lovely principal just want to bring the PAW to your attention in the same way. It's a very visible part of Woodway, and as you drive by it, it's something that could be another landmark like the Arboretum, like all of our beautiful parks. So we just want to bring it to your attention and ask that you guys join with us, hopefully, and helping us revitalize it and giving it the safety and important upgrades that it needs. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Traveled all the way back in town, especially for this, because it's so important to me. I grew up in Woodway.
Can you state your name?
Oh, I'm Crystal. Hi, I'm Crystal Cook, and I'm a resident of Woodway. I live right around the corner.
Thank you.
But I was born and raised here and grew up here, went to Midway ISD. I'm an 04 graduate, and I drove all the way into town today because this is so important to me to help kind of fight for making the PAW something special for our school, for our kids. We get to sit there and watch them play, and I have a first grader, and she loves playing outside, but we need more resources out there for these kids. We want it to be something that we're proud of, and it's such a focal point right there off of Estates, and as we're growing, we just want to be able to give that, you know, the respect that it deserves. And I remember when I was young, and it wasn't much of anything, and just slowly watching things grow and grow and grow. So I really, really hope that we can get this project up and moving. I know people have worked really hard for it, and we thank you for everything you've done to make Woodway beautiful and make it a place to actually have where people want to come and visit. People are actually excited coming to the Arboretum, going down to the lake, and it's such a joy to see. So we thank y'all very much.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else from the public wish to make comments? Okay, it is 5:40. We will close the public comments portion of this meeting. And we have an update from Councilmember Cook, please.
Okay. Thank you all for being here. It's so exciting to see so many of you. I'm so happy to have everybody in the same room. Okay, I just wanted to give a couple of updates on action items that the council has taken that are related to the parks. So the first one is that the council approved entering into an interlocal agreement between the city of Woodway and McLennan County to provide work and materials to chip seal Park One Road. So that's working on the Woodway Activity Park, the road around there. It's going to be worked on and updated and beautified. So that's great. Okay. The other exciting news is that we have authorized the purchase and installation of a restroom facility at the Arboretum to be located in the children's area, so it's close to the splash pad, so that people aren't having to track down to Woodway, to Whitehall, to go into those bathrooms while they're wet and have grass on their feet and all the things. So this will just be a great improvement there for that facility. And then the last one is the council approved the engineering services for Whitehall parking lot improvements, and that is what you approved at the October meeting and made their recommendation to council, and then council went ahead and approved it as well. So that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we will, I need a motion to discuss the minutes from our meeting on October 26, 2023.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second.
To approve.
Okay. Are there any discussions on the minutes from our meeting of October 26, 2023?
We were younger then.
No discussion, no corrections? All right, thank you. Now I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of our regular meeting held October 26, 2023.
Make a motion to approve.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Discussion and consider action on the installation of a pergola at the Carly and Bright Arboretum. So we need a motion to open this discussion.
Make a motion, we open the discussion.
I'll second.
And a second. Okay. Do we have a presentation on this? Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Desiree Gallagher, and I'm with Novo Architecture.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so happy to see all these lovely faces tonight. I put together a concept design that I had worked with Lenny before he left. To put this concept design together. And then I believe Sean had presented the first round. And I wasn't here for that one, but I did hear the minutes and I listened to it. I listened to your guys' input and then kind of came up with a revised concept to incorporate some of your input that you guys had last time. So if you can go to the next slide. So just to get you guys oriented, this is just a general plan of the Arboretum. You can see the entrances are in the blue banners. And the area of discussion is what we're calling the Pergola Garden, which is just adjacent to the Pavilion Event Center, which is kind of in the center of that diagram. If you want to get oriented, you can see the grays, the parking lots. This diagram is showing an additional parking lot that was in discussion at some point to grow it, which is on the left-hand side. Just so you know, the Pergola Garden is right to the left of the Pavilion Event Center. Currently, it's just a really a drainage spot at this point in time. There's really nothing happening. It's kind of the backside of the parking lot. There's some trash enclosures adjacent to the Pavilion Event Center. But it, It is kind of prime location because it's adjacent to the Pavilion Event Center. It has, the Pavilion Event Center has this beautiful porch that looks out into this area that currently nothing is happening. So there is an opportunity to program it and to activate it and to use it, have a better use of the space, considering the adjacency to the Pavilion Event Center. So what we're proposing is to create another kind of garden type concept, that would activate the space and provide opportunities for different activities that could be activities that are impromptu, so it could be open on a day-to-day basis, but also because it is in a little bit of a private location, it could be closed if you wanted it to be kind of closed down for a private event. So some of the ideas that Lindsay and I have come up with programming the space is wedding ceremonies, concerts, maybe like small acoustical concerts. I took some input that you all had last time and created it a little bit larger and a little bit different so that we could fit kind of these tables. And you kind of see at the bottom left-hand side, you can fit these tables under this pergola and create these rehearsal dinners possibly, or special dinners, birthday dinners, dinner lunch parties, baby showers. Also with the redesign, you'll see that there's some opportunities for like movie screenings, and we're using the natural topography to kind of create this area that could be a place for blankets and seating for a very gentle slope that you could sit on and then have the acoustical concert or a movie screening. Maybe yoga sessions, picnic events, reunions, award ceremonies, and parent-child events that kind of already occur, but maybe even some more opportunities for more to occur with the activation and reprogramming of this space. Can you go to the next one, please? So these are just images of kind of like look and feel garden type plant selection. I'm thinking colorful. There's definitely an area that would be we would put grass or some kind of turf in there, and then around the edges some colorful planting. You'll see a little lantern on the left-hand side. It's similar to the cedar material that's already in the Arboretum, so I'm planning on using the same materials that are already there and just kind of applying them maybe in a little bit different way, the limestone. And so this is very conceptual, so it would go through a full design, but this is an idea of just to show you kind of what the look and feel of this pergola garden could be. Next, please. So this is an aerial view. You see the tip of the corner on the right, upper right, is the pavilion. And so you see these kind of natural topography. It naturally kind of slopes away and down away from the pavilion, the Pavilion Event Center. And so what we created was this pergola that kind of opens up on two sides. So there's the long axis, which can serve as an opportunity. If you can imagine someone sitting there with an acoustical guitar, it could be a concert and people have blankets and people are sitting there as like kind of a lawn type audience. It is not as big as the Great Lawn or the other space adjacent to the pavilion. It would be a smaller, more intimate type event. Originally, we proposed kind of like a ceremonial pergola where you would have a ceremonial approach. We still have that. So from the pavilion, you see this pathway, kind of this like serpentine pathway. We still have the pathway, and it does lead to the pergola or to this area. So if you did have more of a ceremonial event, like a wedding, there would have this opportunity for that to happen. So we're imagining that possibly there's these screens that can kind of slide in and out based on the needs of it. Go to the next slide, please. So this is an angle from, like, if you're going to call it the front side, you have these screens that can kind of move out and even talk to Lindsay, but maybe that we have these little hooks that can attach different decorations. Like in some of the pictures you saw lanterns and flowers and things like that. So keeping the space pretty simple, but an icon on its own right, but also having opportunity to dress it up for the event. Next one. And this is just showing for scale. The table's not as pretty as the pictures, but you can kind of see that you can fit a dining table, long dining table with chairs in it, if it was ever rented out for an outdoor seating, outdoor eating event. And that's the same one. And then this is a view of what we're calling the side of it. So actually from the pavilion, this is kind of, you would look down and you would see this part of the pergola. Again, plays, children plays, any actually kind of presentational event would be a good space and a nice space. And so what we've done is we've created this kind of zigzag motion with the pergola so that it has this dynamic feel and it looks different in every angle, and it actually provides different opportunities for activity. Depending on how you use it. So you can use it from the front, which is more of a ceremonial type wedding, and then use it from the side, which can be a bigger kind of presentational programming. Next. And this is a view as if you were walking down the path, like I mentioned, the beautiful planting that would be colorful. These cedar posts that are lanterns, I'm imagining, maybe they're cladded on the bottom with the same limestone that's on the pavilion event center with the similar cedar posts that are already at the arboretum. And then they have these iron lanterns that hang from them that could potentially have flowers hanging off of them for a wedding or candle lights. Not necessarily fire ones, but maybe, you know, just the ones that kind of flicker like a lantern. It just creates opportunity for it to be decorated. And if it's not, it looks beautiful just the way it is. Next. And that's just another image of the pathway leading to the pergola. So we're imagining, you know, people would come here, sit down in a beautiful garden, kind of more impromptu visits, take pictures with families, or have the opportunity to rent it out. And because of its location, it has a little bit more privacy than the rest of the arboretum. I know you currently have a gazebo, but to shut it down, it's kind of shutting down a big part of the arboretum where this is kind of more secluded. So it lends itself to more private events. And that's it. Thank you, guys. And if you have any questions, I don't know how this works.
Have questions. Do we have any questions from?
I have a question.
Sure.
So on your picture of that, is there no cover?
Currently, we don't have a cover because we were just allowing it to be more open. We could explore options of a cover. I just feel like when you put a cover on it, it kind of darkens the space instead of letting the light in. But I understand from a weather standpoint, and we thought about that and we talked about it, and we're just like, well, if it's raining, I don't know if anyone's going to have an event out there anyway, so maybe a cover's not necessary. We also had discussion of like, well, for shade, is it nice to have a covering? And I was thinking we could probably still put the eyelets out there or the hooks, and then you can put a canopy shade and take it on and off as you might need it. Or have that as a rental, and you don't have to maintain it. Just whoever's renting it has an opportunity to kind of clip on the canvas sail type shade. And that's kind of what we were thinking for covering.
So do you consider that style of that to be like just modernized? The reason I ask that is because the Arboretum is such a beautiful, you know, their building and everything is just really mm-hmm. pretty there. And to me, that doesn't filter in with the same look. And maybe that's not important, but to me, it just seems like that's completely different than Whitehall.
Yeah, I think it is different than Whitehall. I think one would look at both of them and say, it is, but it also is from a different time, and it's from a time now. And so it is a little bit more clean lines, more modern, more simple, and not as ornate, but it is using the same materials that are already seen in the Arboretum. So it has a relationship to the Arboretum, but also has its own voice.
I really appreciate how you the fact that you listened to the meeting, because we had a long discussion with a lot of ideas.
I listened to it.
There was a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel like you touched on all of it. And so thank you for that work.
Great. Thank you.
You know, I also appreciate it. I think we talked about it with the original proposal, the design on the back side of the pergola with that like intricate, was it flowers or mm-hmm. whatever the geometric
right.
design was,
yeah.
I can see that becoming a very iconic, like if somebody posts a photo in front of that on Instagram, we know that's at the Woodway Arboretum.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really cool to kind of have some, I don't know, that's not really branding, but you know, for
notary,
right, you know,
right.
That's kind of an iconic place. And you know, and I'm with you, like it is a much different style than a lot of what else is there, but I also think that provides opportunity for, you know, for there to be a variety of photo places and event places and things all within one space.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like that it's new and different, but I really appreciate the work that you did because we had a lot of ideas.
Yeah, we chatted about it.
Yeah.
And you hit them all.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad I did. I mean, we listened
them
to them and we kind of stayed true to our original design,
yeah.
but we also listened and modified to address some of the comments. And that's what design and concept is about, because it's always better when there's more input and all the stakeholders are speaking, and then we take that information and kind of digest it and provide some modifications.
I'm just having a little trouble wrapping myself around the amount of space that's there. Like, it
yeah.
looks like it could be large enough to handle 50 people, but then when I look at the table that you had,
mm-hmm.
I think it had 8 chairs, maybe 10.
So underneath, it could handle probably about 20.
Okay.
20, like a table, like a dinner of 20.
Okay.
So 10.
If you were having a wedding, you talked about wedding. Or
I'm thinking more ceremony, not the reception. So what we originally, and I probably didn't, we talked about that in the first presentation.
Yeah.
And so what we originally were thinking, it would be kind of a place for the ceremony to happen. And then it gradually happens, like the cocktail hour happens at the porch or the patio, and then they go inside and have dinner. So it kind of creates this processional experience for the wedding party.
But you couldn't have 100 people there.
You could have them not underneath the pergola. So the pergola for a wedding situation would be in the front, and you would have just the white lawn chairs in front of it. And you could easily have 100 seats in front of the pergola, and then easily hanging out on the topography, like on the grass area, gosh, you could probably have comfortably 200.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I just have one more question.
Yes.
Will it be rented separately from the pavilion? Like, can you have two events going on at once, or if the pavilion
you know,
has to be
that there? Is a question for Lindsay. I
okay.
think the answer is yes. But I don't.
That would probably be discussed at a later time. We're, mm-hmm. At the time, we're just trying to get the concept together, get it approved, and then that will be discussed how
okay.
it gets approved. So.
Yeah.
I would just like to say I love the ideas of the hooks and making
yeah.
it accessible to put, like, whatever. I just think lots of those, to have lots
yeah.
of opportunities
sure.
to do things.
Can we go back to the image, like, it was the third, fourth slide where it shows the lanterns. I mean, it just takes too long for us to render that in this
mm-hmm.
space. But as we move along, if this gets approved and we move along design, we can show you a little bit more. But for now, we just have these pictures. Yeah. So I'm
yeah,
just thinking it would
so
just
cool.
be a really... So, like, in the front, you can see that image where there's kind of this framed archway, and it has the drapes and the flowers, and so that's the front. If you were doing like a wedding ceremony, you could decorate it like that. And then we show the garland and the lanterns and the lights. And I don't think we need that all the time, but it is providing the architecture for that to happen.
Yeah, I think having the stuff there for someone to be able
mm-hmm.
to do that is
sure.
invaluable. I really
and
like
we're
that.
Gonna I think we'll definitely have power for lights. I don't think we'll have I'll work with the city on if they actually want permanent lights there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of the next phase of getting down to the details.
So if you wanted to use that area, and let's say you're going to do, like she was talking about, you maybe had 100 people there, would you need to, how would you close the arboretum, like the Whitehall, would you close that if you weren't going to use that? Or how would you keep those? I mean, you would just be.
So this
sure.
So this is adjacent to the pavilion, So I don't think you would have to close any of the Arboretum to rent this privately. Currently, how you could get there would be to park at the parking lot, walk into the pavilion event center in the main door, and then walk down the hallway to the porch. So if, when you walk in, you would take a right, and then you'd walk out those glass doors, and then you'd be on the covered porch, and then walk down to the this pergola garden. So, yes, I think the whole side of the Arboretum could stay functional and have a private event here without closing kind of the rest of the Arboretum.
I would like to speak on that, too. Currently, when we're having events at the pavilion, we don't shut down the rest of the Arboretum, so it would be the same concept.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are the pathways going to be gravel?
We haven't decided exactly what they are going to be. I think it will come down to cost. Ideally not gravel, if possible.
It's good to be that, because that would make it more accessible.
That's
if
right.
If somebody has some type of mobility device.
That's right. And we would consider the accessibility. So that would be something we'd have to consider.
It's currently a drainage area. Will that be an issue?
Well, if you can go to the site plan, I can kind of show you. So currently, apparently, when I walked it, when we first started talking about it, there is a rock drainage, rock bed that kind of just got put there. But naturally, yes, the parking lot drains to the area. So we would have to consider relocating the rock bed, drainage rock bed, and it would naturally drain to where you're kind of seeing it, and then drain away.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yes, this will get a lot of water and a lot of rain, but I would imagine in a raining situation, no one's going to be using it, and the plants will be happy to have all that water. And also things that we're proposing would not be damaged by water. So, you could have a concrete podium, and if it gets wet until it dries out, and it's fine. And then also having grass and plants, it soaks up the water, so it's not like it will take all of the parking lot water and absorb it, which is currently what's happening now.
Mm-hmm. So have you discussed, how much that would be? Or?
I have not. No, I think the idea was to present kind of a reprogramming of what it could be and how they would and how the city could use it, and then the next step would be kind of defining more of the design and then pricing it out. That would be kind of the next step, I would imagine.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, currently it's fairly unused, and this could possibly revenue generating option. Do we need a motion to approve, or what do we?
Yep. Are there any more questions?
Just because we'd be just voting to just look at the next step, right? For them to start pricing it out. And
we would be voting to allow council to move on this.
Take it from here.
Is that correct?
Yes, it would come to us, but where would it just? It just says discussion and consideration on installation of pergola. Would it come to us after it went a little bit further, or no?
Just as consideration.
Yeah, but consideration
means
so process. This would allow them to be able to move forward, and then it would come to council as when it is a little bit more fleshed out and when we know. Mm-hmm. Pricing. Would it come back to them first? Or probably not. Okay.
So we need we're voting to move this forward and take it from us mm-hmm. to city council. Okay.
We're voting yes on a purpose.
So we need a motion to approve this preliminary design.
Yeah, concept.
And move it on to city council.
I so vote.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And it is unanimous. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, guys. I'm excited about this. This is going to be great.
Beautiful.
All right. We have an update only on the Woodway Family Center from city staff.
One more thing.
Oh, yes.
Pronounce, do you all want those or?
Yes.
Okay, I only have some questions.
So now we fight over it.
I know.
Now we fight.
Last time there was only one.
Here we go.
I was just friends.
Okay, thank
Here,
you.
I'll
All right.
Thank you.
Chairman Committee, I'm Jimmy. I'm the superintendent of the Family Center. So a brief update. As you know, we've completed the building. We have a temporary certificate of occupancy. Excuse me, I said that wrong. Currently, construction is going on the parking lot. We are about 4 weeks into 8 weeks construction schedule and looking around the end of March for completion. We did hit a little bit of a snag this week, but the engineers have worked out that kink, and so we expect the sidewalk construction to move forward in the next couple of days. So, but we're nearing the end. About 4 weeks away is kind of a rough estimate before we're able to get a full certificate of occupancy, and then we'll be able to open the building. So we're getting close. It's not too far away.
So you'll be able to open the building in hopefully 4 weeks or 8 weeks?
4 weeks. We're 4 weeks into an 8 week construction schedule.
Okay.
With 4 weeks remaining.
Okay.
That's pretty short and sweet. We don't have a lot more to do other than the parking lot, and I'm excited about a parking lot. Really excited. Any
Pretty
questions?
Good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Subcommittee reports. We will start with Pogue Park. I don't have a list of who is.
No, it's not me this time.
Okay. Pogue?
I know I'm one of the people. I haven't spent a lot of time. I've breezed through in the last couple of weeks, and I talked to a couple of people that were using it, and they were pleased, beyond pleased. Lots of good feedback, no constructive criticism.
Pogue is not my park, but I do go there frequently with my kids, and I just wanted to make a note of the sticker situation in the grass area, specifically around the volleyball area, pretty bad. I don't know if there's anything we can do. I know those are like 7-year plagues to get rid of. But
you can hand pick them and then get rid of
them. You can hand pick them for 7 years.
If I could, I normally they come up every year pretty strong, especially in that sand.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually have to spray pretty good to get rid of them, at least one time a year to get rid of them.
Okay.
And if you have noticed, we've installed a new park bench. It's about 15, 16 foot metal bench over by the playground. So that's something new.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all noticed.
I didn't notice that, but I'm assuming outside of using like glyphosate, that's probably the best we can do for the stickers.
That's basically stuff that I use.
Yeah. And I don't know if there's an option at some point to encase the volleyball area so that you're just not chasing your ball so much through the grass area, like a wooden border or something that I've seen in other places, but that's something I would put on the watch list for Pogue.
Whitehall Park. I'm not sure whose that is. Okay. Activity Park.
Oh, I have a comment on Whitehall.
Yes, please.
I also go to Whitehall Park, and I don't remember what we said about the old parking lot. I know that we said that maybe we weren't going to put anything there because of the houses. Backing up close to the houses, there was something I don't remember, but I would want to ask at some point if there's an option to expand the dog park at least into that area, just because our dog park is fairly small,
it's really small
in comparison to other dog parks that I've seen in other cities. And it seems like that would be an easy enough solution to just expand that fencing. So that's my comment for Whitehall.
And if I could add on the, as far as the new parking lot, it's still in the engineer grade right now.
Yeah.
They're still working on
it. Yeah, just that, I mean, where the playground was.
Yes. But I'm talking about the new playground.
The new one, okay, yeah.
Yes.
Activity Park. I was glad to hear that the road would be redone there. We were walking there a couple of days ago, and it needed some
For
help.
Sure.
And if I could add on the activity park, we're probably not going to get that started until mid-August as far as the chip sealing. They're going to mill the road up, and they're going to redo the complete activity park.
So they're waiting for it to be nice and cool outside.
I don't know. I've been trying to rush them, but they said it's either going to be July or August, and they said it's going to be mid-August.
Activity park is mine. I just have a question on putting things there, because I'm confused about the whole Corps of Engineer situation. So if we ever wanted to install something, like I know we put in the bathrooms, is that where we have to go request from them that we are able to do things?
We pretty much have to get permission from the Corps, the way I understood it. Because they actually called me today. Actually, they inspect it once a year, and they're going to do their yearly inspection of all three parks in March, mid-March. But yes, we usually have to
get permission.
Get permission.
Okay. Just
they
for
have
future.
To own the land, and we just lease it.
Okay.
I think we have something like 26 more years.
Okay.
Lakeside Park.
That's me, and I know you guys have been trimming trees back there and cutting out, and it's cleared things out a bit. I'm worried about those two pecan trees down at the water, because last summer they just, like, in 2 weeks' time, they died. I'm just hoping they come back, because they're beautiful big trees, and they have a beautiful shape, and I'm a little worried about those, but the park itself.
Yes, as far as right now, we've probably taken down around, I don't know if you've noticed, like last year with the drought, we lost numerous of cedar trees, and like you said, the pecan trees, I'm watching them at the beach area, but so far we've already taken down about 10 or 11 cedar trees. And dug the stumps up, of course, but we still have numerous cedar trees to remove yet. You know, they're around the disc golf course, but.
Is there anything we, as leasing the property from the Corps, the erosion has become quite drastic, and I'm sure if anybody walks along the lake, you see how it's just. I bet we've lost 6 to 10 feet in some parts of the park, and I don't see how that's going to.
I can ask them. I've asked them years ago, and there's nothing
they don't
they will do.
Really seem to be interested.
We've actually lost trees where those trees
yes.
have just washed
yeah.
out in the lake. But
so I guess they just let nature take its course. Or,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But I'll mention that because, like I said, I have a meeting with them next month.
I think I have Lakeside as well. I was approached by somebody at the last meeting, and I don't play disc golf, but apparently our disc golf course is pretty poor. There are rankings. There's like websites that rank disc golf courses, and apparently ours is really bad, really bad shape. And I asked the gentleman, okay, well, what would your needs be? Is it replacing the nets or is it the pads? And he said, everything is in bad shape. And he said, at a minimum, the nets need to be replaced. And at some point, if we want to continue that attraction, attracting people in, the pads need to be replaced. I think I run through there and I think I've definitely noticed they're cracked and not in great shape. So
I think they took a run.
You did repair a couple.
We did.
There were a couple that you fixed, right?
Yes, we had a couple of people that was really involved in disc golf.
Yeah.
And they gave us their opinion of what we needed to do to correct it. So we installed three new baskets. That way they're kind of all basically the same.
Good.
Not some oddball ones. We put mulch, cedar mulch around the pads because we had a lot of erosion. They gave us a list of different things that we kind of corrected. They said it's all up to specs now.
Okay.
That's going to be one thing that we're probably going to be correcting next year in our capital outlay.
Okay.
Is redoing all the 18, or actually it's going to be 15 more nets and with new signage and maybe a little bit of dirt work around some of
awesome.
The
And then my only other Thank comment would that. Be, I don't know, I haven't checked because I don't check the kiosks anymore, but I don't know if the kiosks have ever been updated. So the website trail map versus the one that's mailed out versus the one that's in the kiosk just do not match. And so those kiosks really, I don't know, there's probably a dozen kiosks with maps in the trails.
I don't know who's in charge. I thought there'd be any. I don't know who's in charge of the maps.
And the maps, the worst part is that the map, the kiosk maps do not match the chargers that are nailed to the trees. So if you go try to read the map and then you go into the woods and look at the chargers,
they're different
names.
Yeah.
And so if you are trying to learn your way around Woodway Park, it is not doable by looking at the kiosks. So those really...
No, they get you in worse jam, really. You look at a map that doesn't, for something that doesn't exist anymore.
That's been that way several years.
And Woodway Family Center.
I just want to add and celebrate Jimmy. I love seeing on my social media all of the activities, like, really coming back to Woodway Family Center. Like, my kids are now too old for a lot of the activities that are happening, but I try to comment and be like, oh, I love this, or, you know, and just encourage it. So I hope that you're getting good feedback and lots of registrations, and like the art thing that recently happened, I think is really cool. And I love that you're offering things that aren't just sports. So keep it up.
Thank you. We're going to have to build back our clientele.
Yeah.
We're just closed for a while.
Yeah.
So staff has been in all of the elementary, all the logistical staff will let us. Is there a principal over here?
Yeah.
I need some contact with them.
No.
But we're getting flyers in backpacks as much as we can.
Yeah.
Trying to build back that clientele.
Well, keep it up. You're doing great.
And we're waiting. We're going to get even more activities with us. It's coming.
Good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all. Update on upcoming events, city staff or councilperson Cook?
I'm sorry, can I just have one question?
I'm sorry, yes you can.
Just to the comments that were made earlier, is the PAW part of our government?
It's not the city's property.
Okay.
I think what they're looking for is a partnership to get us to work with them on that, so.
Yeah, we're not permitted to talk about it because it's not an agenda item.
Okay.
But.
Okay, yeah, I just never heard of it, so I didn't. Okay, I think it was hard. Okay.
Don't break the rules.
Okay, so, update on upcoming events.
Okay, well, Keisha, why don't you take it? Because you
agree. Okay, I have these for you at our last meeting, so they have February and March on them. I'm going to, at the suggestion of our council liaison, so that we make sure that everybody's aware of all the great things we do have going on in Woodway, going to start doing these for all of our meetings.
Thank you.
For what's going on between the meeting we're having and the next meeting we've got coming up. Some of the things to be on the lookout for is this Sunday, the Woodway Farmers Market that we have at the Arboretum. If you haven't been to that yet, it's fantastic. You should go. I've got the city council planning and zoning. Those type of meetings are on here so that you can be aware of when those are. And then some other big events. We do have some important things coming up in March. We have another farmers market. Those happen once a month. That's on the 17th of March. And then really important, on March 23rd is Household Hazardous Waste Day. We partner with Waco and several other area cities on that. It happens at the facility that's just behind the Whataburger off of Highway 6. It's over in that area, and you should be getting some more information about that, but if you haven't yet, go on the City of Waco's website. You can sign up. You're a Woodway resident. It's free. You drive through. You don't even have to get out of your vehicle. People like me will be there to unload paints and oils and batteries and all the things that would cost you money to dispose of somewhere at any other time of the year.
TVs?
Bring them. Dump them off. It actually is a partnership where we work with like Habitat for Humanity Restores there. All that paint that's still usable, they mix, they can take and use on their houses. The tires get recycled. There's a lot of wonderful things that come out of this. So we really want to take advantage of that opportunity, and it's something good to be aware of. So I have
these calendars here for you if you want to grab one on your way out. And then, like I said, from now on, we will have that information for you so that you're really aware of all the different things we have going on. If you know of something that you'd like to see on the calendar, let me know, and I'll try and get everything on there so that we're all in tune with the community.
The other exciting thing coming in April, and Sunday, April 28th, is Arbo Fest, the second annual Arbo Fest. I don't know if y'all did it last year, but it's our new kind of like festival gathering surrounding the Arboretum, and so.
Is there, I'm going to pretend this is on the agenda because it's technically an upcoming event. I know at one point we talked about City of Woodway doing something around the eclipse. Is that still in the works?
Yes. No, it's happening at Lakeside Park.
Okay.
I don't have all the details of Lindsay.
Yeah.
But yes, we will be having an eclipse viewing event. They're going to be planning one up right now. I know they've got all their viewing glasses and other fun stuff.
They're going to be food trucks and stuff there too, right?
Food trucks. I think it's from like 11 until 2:45, 3:45, something like that. And we're expecting very large crowds in coming to Waco in general. And so, I hope that we have a good showing at Lakeside Park.
Can we just not publicize that? I'd much rather go there than over to McLean, where it's going to be like so many people. One of my college roommates is coming, bringing her family from Tucson. Called me like 6 months ago. Have you filled your extra bedrooms for the eclipse yet? I'm like, no.
I think you can. But
you can go online and make a reservation and fill my bedroom.
Yeah. Okay. I know.
Okay.
All right, thank you all for that update. That appears to be it. We need
I wanted to ask a question.
Oh, I'm sorry, we do have another question.
That's okay. Well, I don't know if the question is to them or how do I get the question up about maybe instead of doing the walkway at the Arboretum in the stuff that's out there now and having that concreted.
That would be, we're talking about the walkway at the Arboretum, the one we talked about?
Mm-hmm. Well, for the farmer's market.
Oh.
The farmer's market, the walkway is that, whatever you call it, caliche stuff or whatever that is, and it's just so difficult. It really limits how many people that have walkers or baby strollers and things like that to come, because I went to two or three of them with my mom, and there's just no way.
Okay.
So, okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you. All right, now. We need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
And a second.
5 seconds.
It is 6:23. We did less than an hour this time. Go, y'all. Thank you.
Oh, well, we're not trying to get up.
I know that. The last meeting was 1 hour.